Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst. Joining us, it's Councillor Graham Hanger for an update. How are you, Graham?
Yes, good morning, Neil. We're absolutely fine over here. We've had a couple of nice sunny days, so we're looking forward to a lovely spring, beautiful spring.
Yeah, it's looking good, that's for sure and certain. Now, Pillars of Bathurst, this is closing. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is the Pillars of Bathurst is a facility that's been set up. It was set up in 2015 during the bicentenary to remember people of Bathurst who were literally pillars of Bathurst in bygone days, you know, sort of many, many years ago, people who've passed on and can be remembered just with a name up there. And there's a wonderful little booklet that goes with the pillars of names of people who've been around there. For instance, one that comes quickly to mind is Sergeant Codrington. Now, Sergeant Codrington worked out at Wyagden, and he used to escort the gold into Bathurst. Right. And he was shot by some, shall we say, ruffians one night, was killed. The gold was taken, but nobody was ever convicted. And I believe there might be sort of people out there who are still sort of trying to work out who it might have been, but probably long since ago. And that was in the, 1870s, 1860s or something like that, way back.
Yeah, right.
So that's the sort of thing that we're looking for, nominations from people from the past. I know a former matron of Bathurst Hospital, Matron Herzog, who was from originally from Switzerland and was in Bathurst for many, many years, and her name is up there as well. There are lots of names.
Fantastic.
So that closes on the 25th, and should get their nomination.
Yep. A great nod to the past.
It is. Acknowledging the people who made a contribution. Their names long since forgotten in some cases, but they made a big contribution at the time, yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, now, a testing site opening up in town?
Yes. Clancy Motors, the site of the proposed new medical centre, which is way off yet, but that's coming up. Clancy's has been opened as an in-town testing place for people who might be looking at COVID or a possibility of a COVID test. Need a COVID test, they can do that in town. So that's another great facility. And have we done well? We were opened up. The libraries are open. The museums are open. You know, everything's back to normal. I know Bathurst Library, 10 to 5 each day, 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and a rush of people. I know on the very first day we're there to, you know, get in and feel it all again. And they spruced it up. As I've done with the other museums. It's just fantastic. So good work there.
Yeah, fantastic indeed. All right, now tell me about this water skiing slalom course. What's happening?
Yeah, well, Ben Chifley Dam, of course, as you know, is quite a large facility. Well, it's only a puddle compared to Burrendong and places like that. But there's a group of people who would like to put an international standard slalom course. About 370 metres long, 2 or 3 kilometres up the dam, away from the ramp, so it doesn't interfere with people who are sort of just near the boat ramp. It's a long straight section up there. They'd put it in at the start of summer and take it out, you know, fixed buoys and that sort of thing. And with so many people out there water skiing, they can try themselves out at a international standard slalom course. You know, I mean, I don't know if you're a water skier, Neil. I'm not. I think I did it once and face planted into the water. Thank God it was water.
That's absolutely right.
But yeah, good luck. You know, I see no reason why this can't go ahead. It's a good initiative, and council, I hope, will support it. Councillors will support that.
Okay, all right. Now, while we're talking about Ben Chifley, yes, some talk about the easing of water restrictions as well.
Yeah, we're talking about the water restrictions. The dam is still at 100%, and there's a mayoral minute that the mayor has put up there just at the moment, for tonight, about easing the water back to restrictions back to 75%. And when it's at 75%, we bring back the heavy-duty water restrictions. I don't know. I mean, our water is so precious. We don't know when it's going to rain again. I'm just concerned that people are used to odds and evens, and to go back to sort of virtually open slather, I don't know that we need to do that. You know, our water is a precious resource, and when it's down at 75%, that's 25% of it's gone. And you know, I don't know. We'll think on that one, but I'm inclined to let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, all right. Tend to agree with you, mate. Thank you as always. Have a good day.
Good on you, Neil. Thanks a lot.